Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 5th and the whole week ahead. It's a big build up to an eclipse in the sign of Aquarius, which happens Monday. So most of this weekend it should be preparing for this big cosmic event. And for you, it concentrates wholly and totally upon your career and your outlook on life when it comes to your profession and your vocation. So start thinking now where changes can be made to bring a new alignment when it comes to your ambitions. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, tomorrow's huge eclipse in Aquarius is going to be so important to you. It will concentrate totally on your 10th house, which is all to do with your career and your destiny. So in many ways, your destiny is going to start to change dramatically. This eclipse will last for at least 6 months. So we're not talking about a short, sharp shock. We're talking about 6 months when you can make a new path for yourself professionally. Your Monday stars brings this huge eclipse in the sign of Aquarius. It's a fixed placement, so the challenge can be very emotional and the inability to let go, but that's what you must do. Whether it's letting go of ambitions and dreams when it comes to your career, because you are going to forge a new destiny and outlook in your life. It is very much to do with prestige and success. And if you're to find both of these things, then the next 6 months are crucial to change. Here's your Tuesday stars. The importance of the eclipse that occurred yesterday means that you've got to unravel certain areas of your life connected to your career. The important thing is not to be too fixed and obstinate and intransigent in your outlook. You need to look at life in a totally different way and are prepared to be flexible and adaptable and make changes where necessary if you're to find success. And here's your Wednesday stars. There's a lot going on now that the moon has moved into Pisces. This is certainly a time for you to start thinking about your future generally. But also friendships will become more important than ever. Might mean forging new friendships, joining a club or a group where you can meet people, where you have mutual interests, hobbies and pastimes. All of these things are part of the big changes in the whole of your outlook and destiny. And here's your Thursday stars. When Mercury links up to Venus, you get really a most beautiful musical feel to your stars. Musical in the sense that the melody could be a melody of love, it can be a creative melody, it can be ideas and thoughts, but there is a mellifluous feel, melodic, to your stars now. This is glorious if you need to put your point across on any level, especially where diplomacy is concerned. Wonderful. And here's your Friday stars. The moon shifts into your 12th house, highly spiritual, very ethereal and totally unworldly. The biggest problem with this placement could be sleep. You may find it difficult to sleep, or you may sleep but it's restless and your dreams will have a lot of meanings. The important thing is to let out anxiety and worry and doubt, because that's what's building up under this moon in your 12th house.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.